Sports.com.
Coming up this hour, get ready. I hope you're alive and kicking because we have another edition of Nail the Score for two segments at the bottom of the hour. Our computer randomly picks the game of the week in the NFL, and if you correctly guess the winning score, you nail it and you win all the prizes in the prize closet plus a copy of my book, Level the Playing Field. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney, America Tonight. Nobody is winning when it comes to Obamacare. It's just such a layup, though, to beat up on this policy. But every day, some new, outrageous, stupid, ridiculous, unexplainable thing happens. And the latest thing to happen is Kathleen Sebelius out on the road selling Obamacare, goes in Florida to show the website the progress of healthcare.gov, and what happens? She can't get on the website. I mean, it doesn't get any worse than that, does it? Pretty much everything you need to know, it's all right there. So now people are so frustrated with policies being canceled and then the 100 million insurance cancellations that are coming next year and the small business owners who are freaking out. Pretty much any poll you look at, 93% want to see Obamacare either altered or repealed. I wonder which category you, my friends, fall into. You can always chip away at this, you know it. Somebody said to me today, what was the biggest lie of affordable health care? And I said that it's affordable. You might think it's something different, that you were promised that your insurance would stay the same. 855-266-5283. 855-266-5283. So back to Kathleen Sebelius. She was meeting with health care navigators 7 weeks to the day since the website was launched. She was in Miami. There was tons of media there because everybody's all over her. And here she is, a key member of the cabinet. And there she is trying to highlight healthcare.gov and show the sign-up process. And she could not get in. And she was there for, you know, meeting with people from the Epilepsy Foundation, because they were staffing the Obamacare Navigation Center that was right there at the hospital's lobby. It's right off the lobby. So that was the whole idea. Go to Florida and meet people and tell them about it and shake hands and all that kind of stuff. But the screen came up when she was making small talk, and it said, the system is temporarily down. And what did she say? What could she say? Oh, no. And then the person who was the navigator said, oh, well, that happens every day, and said, look, there must mean a lot of people are trying to get coverage. But how awkward is that? I mean, unbelievable. So the sign-up process is an abomination, let's put it that way. The narrative, not good. How many people are signing up for the coverage and the website? Just It wasn't tested. It wasn't ready to roll. We know that same old scenario. But it's just interesting that that happened when she was out there trying to do a little show and tell. And, of course, then that becomes a huge, huge story. And while that's going on the road, the department revealed a plan to spend about $7 billion to find ways to reduce spending under the Affordable Care Act, while they're improving the quality of health care. So they had a solicitation for bids for this project, and you can actually go and see it. They were in the Federal Business Opportunities website. It was pointed out to me, somebody pointed it out to me earlier today, because I wouldn't have found it. In fact, I think there's even a piece on the Weekly Standard about it. And they talk about, you know, the range. The maximum is set at $7 billion over the life of a contract. It really says that. It says, during the contract period, the government shall place orders totaling a minimum of $1 million. It reflects the contract minimum for the entire period of performance. And then it says, can't exceed $7 billion. Are you kidding me? $7 billion. Now, that's not so outrageous when you're talking about amounts of people, things they're trying to do, but it's just more money being spent. Another element. Can we get this thing right, CMS? How much money are we spending on them? Oh, me, oh, my, oh. Like I said, it's the gift that keeps giving. So they're finding ways to spend $7 billion to reduce costs. That just sounds ridiculous, doesn't it? We have to spend money to make money, I guess, sometimes. So that's how our money is being spent. Because, remember, we're funding this little project. 80% of our taxpayer dollars go into, of course, the government jobs and programs. And, I mean, there you have it. Another shocking thing on the day had nothing to do with the computers, with Sebelius, with Obamacare, nothing to do with that. Instead, it has to do with the fact that the Secretary of State, John Kerry, cut a deal with Hamid Karzai to keep more troops, essentially, in Afghanistan for another 10 years. Now, these troops would just be support staff, but could be up to 12,000. The majority would be from the United States. It's NATO, so it's a collaborative effort, but you know most of them are going to come from the United States. So I thought everybody was leaving. I thought pretty much we were leaving back a small band of brothers. That band of brothers has gotten bigger, and they're being very coy about the amounts, except for to say it looks like Hamid Karzai got his way. Not only did he get money, because that's what he wanted, we're giving money to Afghanistan, but now also this crucial security pact, if it's approved by the tribal leaders, because it's been taken to them, they have to agree to it, then this is the deal. And I think this was a way to not have the president say he was sorry, to apologize for what had happened in Afghanistan, to not say anything about what happened to people as a result of some of the time that we spent in Afghanistan, the collateral damage, the deaths. Because that was flying around. The Karzai asked for an apology. And I don't know how many times the Secretary of State had to say he did not ask for an apology. There was no apology. We were never thinking about an apology. There wasn't anything to apologize over. Well, he didn't go that far, but he went down that path. And now, what's the jurisdiction over our troops? The Afghans wanted to have U.S. troops in Afghanistan tried if they committed a crime. Great. So you see one of our soldiers, you can try them if you don't like what happens. They didn't agree to that, thank goodness. They didn't agree to it. But I thought we were getting out of Afghanistan. Seems like we are not. This is not a handful of people that are being left behind. So once again, promises, 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 and a deal instead that keeps us there. It's ridiculous. Approval ratings and other such nonsense next on America Tonight.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Do you know how much the dollar has lost in its value against other currencies in the last 90 days? Ever think about how inflation will change your life, your savings, your retirement plans? Remember inflation in Zimbabwe, Argentina, the Weimar Republic? Put another way, who cares if your investments go up 10%, but you lose 40% of your purchasing power? Gold is the only monetary asset as no one else's liability. Gold still buys the same amount of stuff it always did. Gold does not require trust in a third party. You can possess it in your hand. You can take it with you. Gold is real money. Gold is honest money. My name is Daniel Larson from Midas Resources. To find out how you can protect your savings and roll over your IRA funds into precious metals accounts, please call me at 800-686-2237, extension 134. That's 800-686-2237, extension 134. 800-686-2237, extension 134.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
And I know you're speaking of me. Fascinating thing, get beside me, I want you to love me. I'm surprised you haven't told before that you're lovely and you're perfect and that somebody wants you.
So don't forget, coming up in our next segment, Nail the Score. Where are you, America? Ah, I know you're out there. You all didn't take the week off, did you? It's the two-week break for Thanksgiving. Oh, my. It'll be fun at the bottom of the hour. Nail the Score. Computer picks the game. Be there. You can also send us your guests at americatonight.net, americatonight.net. All right, so I've already unloaded about the U.S.-Afghan security deal. I think it's bogus. We're supposed to pull out, so now that's not going to happen. It's sort of a maybe if, going to leave some troops behind, but they're just there to coach, to referee. But I thought that was the whole idea before. So now 12 years plus, what is it, a 22-year investment? Wow. There are no words left when we talk about Afghanistan. It's a stunner, although I shouldn't be stunned by that, I guess. Too bad. That's a promise that was definitely broken. Definitely. So, odds and ends that I want to throw in the middle here, because we won't get to it if I don't, before we get to our Nail the Score deal. Is I don't know how this happens, but boy, I would sure hate to be the person who finds out afterwards. They've got a lottery ticket worth $16 million, no kidding, $16 million, that's about to expire in Florida. So once it expires, that's it. Thursday, if that happens, that's it. You can't claim it. It'll be the largest unclaimed jackpot since somebody did it in 2003. They didn't claim $53 million. What is that saying that you have to play to win? But boy, check your ticket if you play. And this ticket was bought in Tampa, Florida, in a convenience store. And I was thinking, oh, boy, I hope it's no one I'm related to. I have a lot of family that live in Tampa. And they're not rabid lottery players, but I bet this wasn't a rabid person. Probably the Powerball got kind of high, and it was somebody who just said, oh, yeah, I'll take one. I'm thinking that's what happened. I mean, you know, what is it? Somebody's unlucky. They threw it away. They forgot about it. That's sad. They're from out of state. That's sad. Somebody died before they won the lottery ticket. Equally as depressing to think about that. Or what would be the reason? And the person who owns, this is what's wild. The person who owns the store, the convenience store, because they get some money when somebody wins the lottery, and they'll still get the money, but it's called the Carrollwood Market, and the person who owns that store said, ever since it's happened, they think about the winner every single time they walk into the store, because it's a neighborhood store, so they know the people, and the people come in and out the same faces, and they see the same people. They know a lot of the people. But the store did get $25,000 for selling the winning ticket. So what they do is, you know, 80% of it would go toward the education trust fund, then 20 would go into the prize pool for other new games and for that kind of thing. So someone did it. It was May 25th. May 25th. Too bad there's not a way to doctor up that ticket, right? Didn't they make a movie about that? Somebody had a fake lottery ticket? I don't know. That's what I think happened. I'm saying that probably the person who bought it, it was just like any of us, a random thing. Ah, yeah, it's kind of high. Here's a dollar. Here's $2. Because that's what it would be. And then they go on and they just don't even, you know, they don't even think of it after that. Some odds and ends politically, believe it or not, that have nothing to do with Obamacare. Nothing to do with Obamacare. Other things. And some of these are stories, you know, that we've talked about. That's not related to the portal, the health portal. Including this one. Republicans blocked Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid's push to schedule some votes on two measures to change the way that the military deals with sexual assault. And, you know, this one's been talked about a lot. And part of it is because he's trying to set votes on the proposals, both amendments to a defense authorization bill. Because remember, everything's always tied to something else. And I guess that's the problem. It's not a standalone thing. And there was massive debate about this on Wednesday. And they're very, very divided about what to do in the spike, in the assaults, in the military. One, Kirsten Gillibrand, the Democratic senator from New York, said would have to shift the authority for selecting which assault cases to try from the military commanders to prosecutors. And the Defense Department don't like that, because they say that would remove them from the chain of command and it would disrupt what the military structure is for accountability, and it would be damaging. But they're saying that they won't do it. So, and then the controversial amendment has gotten some backing from people like Ted Cruz and Rand Paul. I mean, there's your two. She's a Democrat. There's your two conservative Republicans saying, no, I like it. I think she's right. This way we'd make sure this would happen. Then there's another piece of legislation tied to this by Senator Claire McCaskill in Missouri, that would maintain commanders' authority to prosecute the cases, but wouldn't allow them, strip them basically, of the ability to overturn convictions by juries. And it would also require a dishonorable discharge or dismissal for individual people that are convicted of sexual assault. And in this one, she's backed by, like, John McCain. But Harry Reid supports Gillibrand's, and says the chances, they're boosting the chances of reaching the 60 because of that. But it's interesting how they're butting heads on different points. Should it be the military alone that does it? Should it be a civilian court? Which is the best plan of action? I don't know. The reason they don't like the military thing is because they're afraid that people won't come forward because of the military's handling it. But more people are, you know, the number's high. A Pentagon showed that there were 3,500 complaints between October of last year and June of 2013. That's a 50% increase. But what they're saying is that's because more people are coming forward and reporting it. Now it's not so taboo to admit what's happened or to level charges or whatever. And that's what's happened. More people are doing that. Which, that part's good. But should it be, should you have a military court or should you have a civilian court? If it's the military, I think there has to be accountability. I think you do break the chain of command. But hopefully you have good commanders and leadership, and they don't want to have a blight on their record, so they don't want those problems. They don't want to have a sexual assault cases they have to deal with, because for lots of reasons, they don't want that. Because that's not the way most commanders want to roll. And so maybe the climate changes a little bit and there's more backing for that to happen. For those, you know, for people to feel comfortable reporting it and then to actually go and do something about it. So I would say don't break the chain of command. Why break the chain of command if they can do it? If they continue to find that there's no accountability, what's happening with the cases, then you can think about switching it. But I think it's more of a nightmare to jump to the civilian side with this. Instead, let it go through their chain. And with more people coming forward, obviously more of those, you would think, if the evidence is there, more of those cases would come forward the military way. I don't know. It's too bad. It really is. It's just a blight on the people that are so good in the military that just cringe when they hear those kinds of numbers. All right, we have numbers of a different kind coming up. Get your hands ready to dial this. I was going to say your numbers. 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283. Nail the score next.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring. 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335. Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster. With MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds,
water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Closer to the holidays, but nail the score here on America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney. Mr. Nathan, roll it, please.
It's now time for the weekly installment of Nail the Score.
What's it going to be? What team? Broncos and the Patriots? Cowboys and the Giants? How about a little Titans and the Raiders? Colts and the Cardinals? Maybe we'll see some Jags and Texans? Jets and Ravens? Who knows? Nathan, please press the computer. Well, how about that? NFC East, Cowboys and the Giants. This is interesting because it's in New York, The Cowboys are 5-5. The Giants are 4-6. The Giants have picked it up from where they were in the beginning of the season. The Giants are favored by 3 in this one. The Cowboys are unpredictable if you look at what they've done this season and look at some of the wins and the narrow losses. I'm going to say it's an intriguing game, but I think the Giants, especially with the way they started the season, with Tom Coughlin freaking out lately about what's happening, I think it's going to be a closer game than expected. And it's a 4-game win streak. And, of course, the win streak has come against quarterbacks who aren't the frontline quarterbacks, so that's something to consider. But I'm going to say, defensively, Dallas is mired in nothing but problems. So I'm going to go with the Giants, and I think the final score will be 27-21. 27-21 Giants. You know, you could say, I know there's people that could look at this and say, you know, the Cowboys are due for a breakout game, but the defense, they've had some problems. They've had a lot of problems. Oh, that New Orleans game was terrible. They just got just trashed. They gave up almost 500. I mean, they were almost giving up over 400. They're giving up over 450 yards a game. That's not good. And Eli Manning, if he has it together, I mean, he's had a difficult season, but he's turned it around. And if you remember, he was 27 of 42 for 450 yards, 4 TDs, 3 interceptions, and that was the season opener. That was a loss at Dallas, and New York had 6 turnovers in that game. 6 turnovers. So think about the whole they're in New York thing. I'm going to say that there's a little bit of an advantage to that, and it's in that division of who cares, who wants it the most, who wants it the least. I don't know. It's kind of crazy. So anyway, nail the score, boys. Wake up. We're going to have some fun with this one. I like it. I like the Giants and the Cowboys. 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283, or shoot me your guess at americatonight.net. Pete in Texas is batter up, our first guy out of the gate. Hey, Pete.
The swag master is back.
I like it, swag master.
Okay. God, the Cowboys are doing so good this year. They couldn't file off the truck if they had both hands on the wheels. Oh, let me think. 28-19, Dallas.
Dallas. Well, they could have a bounce-back game after being mortified and ripped to shreds in New Orleans, so you could be right. This can go either way, really.
Yeah, that's exactly why I'm picking Cowboys.
Yeah.
They're due.
They are. You know, that old saying about being due, if you go through, and stats people will say that when they look up and down at various factors in games, Pete, you know this, that's where that expression comes from, and they'll say, oh, you know, this is just sort of the X factor, and this could be the X factor for them. You'll be watching, won't you?
What time of day are they playing?
Well, it depends, right? Because you're saying if it's late in the day, you won't watch it, or if it's early in the day. It's a late afternoon game. It's like 3:25 kick Central Time.
Yeah, I'll catch the second half. I'll get off work and catch the second half.
Ah, there you go. The second half is always the best half anyway.
Yeah, you got that right. Especially
yeah, definitely.
With the Cowboys.
Yeah. Yeah, because, you know, especially with both of these teams. All right, Peter, thank you so much. He's our first guy in with the guest. You heard him. Cowboys are due 28-19. 28-19, he says. What's your guess? 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283. Remember, you win this thing, you win the swag. Rick in Illinois. Rick, how you be?
Oh. Cars, Calvin.
Oh, car shopping.
Be around my car and pull those out.
You're kidding. You didn't get hurt, though, right? Obviously?
No. He smashed both doors. Insurance company's going to pull the car out.
Oh.
I'm trying to deal with insurance company and car dealers, stuff like that.
That's no fun, even though they'll cover it all. Oh. It's a bummer. I hate that. I hate dealing with insurance companies. I do.
Car dealers, too.
Yeah, car dealers are bad. Right. You know why? Because there's never a car dealer, even when they say, well, you just tell us the price, whatever. They're just trying to haggle you to death.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I'll tell you one thing, and the next thing, we got fees, taxes, delivery charge, and all that other junk on it. So.
Yep.
Tags. Yeah, I got Cowboys 13, Giants 24.
Ooh, you're going with the G-men too. Okay, so 24-13. Yeah, they've had backup quarterbacks their last contest that they've won, but I still think they're coming back. In this game, I think they'll come back. I mean, it's either there's two scenarios. Either Cowboys are due, so they're going to end up eking by and winning this, or the Giants, Rick, good luck with all that car shopping stuff, or the Giants are just rolling through, and this is in front of their home crowd, and they would turn the corner, and they would pick up their fifth win, and it's such a bizarre division at this point that could be the likely scenario. RC in the great state of Illinois. Hey, RC, how are you?
Hello, Classic Katie. How are you doing tonight?
I'm doing well. You were okay with those tornadoes, huh? Did it didn't hit your area?
The wind was so bad here, but it didn't hit the immediate area right here, so it was
good.
A little more north. But
good.
I'm telling you, you had to pick up chairs on your patio because they were flying through the air here.
So anyway,
I'm going to pick the Giants to win this ball game, 34-27.
34-27. Okay, so a little higher scoring thing. Do you watch a lot of the games on Sunday, RC?
That's the only time I watch is on Sundays.
Yeah.
And in other words, and then we got Turkey Day coming up, so that'll be nice. Although my old teams that I used to root for, Redskins used to play the Cowboys all the time, and the Bears and Detroit used to go at it. Those were the Turkey Day games.
Yeah.
Now it's all switched around, so that bit of tradition is long gone. But I just have a feeling the Giants are going to put one string together here, and so, like I said, 34-27.
34-27, RC, thank you very much. Yep, Sunday is a fun day. That's what I like to do. I do. I don't like to disrupt the whole plopping on the couch and watching football. It's too distracting if you go out and then try to come back, catch the games, whatever. I'm the same way as RC. When I can get away with it, that's what I want to do. And this will be an interesting game. I mean, it always is because it's like the rivalry thing anyway. There are a few other games as we went through that are interesting too, because you know at this point in the season there's teams that are definitely out of the hunt. I mean, we're into 12. You only get 17 weeks, so there's some teams that are, you know, there's no way they're coming back. Like the Falcons, the Saints on Thursday are in Atlanta playing the Falcons, and that's like a who's cares game, because even if they were to win it, there's no way they're not catching up. It's like the Buccaneers, they're toast. They're just trying to save face at this point and maybe pick up their third win on the season, sitting there at 2-8, but they're taking on Detroit, so what are the odds of that? It's the Vikings. There's so many teams that are back in that hole where at the end of the season you might see a complete re-rack. All right, a lot of people are also emailing me guesses. You can do that too. If you're tied up, you're at work, you can't get to the phone, or you don't want to get to the phone, you just want to send in your guess, please do that. AmericaTonight.net or call me at 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283. We're nailing the score. Giants and the Cowboys, who do you think's going to win, and what do you think the final score will be?
I have. have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance, as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig a long time ago. LaCig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LaCig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriate at LaCig.com or call 870-525-1440. 870-525-1440. LaCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
That's the sound of a .44 Magnum and Traumamax, a high-tech hybrid Kevlar bulletproof vest from InfidelBodyArmor.com. We'll stop it and most pistol rounds. Traumamax is a major breakthrough in pistol-rated body armor, and prices start at just $170 per insert. More protection, more stopping power, more mobility, and it weighs less than 5 pounds. Get details at InfidelBodyArmor.com. That's I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com.
Hi, I'm Ed Krell, CEO of Destination Maternity. We proudly support the March of Dimes work to reduce the rate of premature birth. The numbers have gone down in the past 5 years, but still, nearly 500,000 babies are born too soon in the United States each year. We're helping the March of Dimes fund cutting-edge research and community programs to help more moms have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Join us in working together for stronger, healthier babies. Visit marchofdimes.com.
You and me, Kate Delaney here on America Tonight. Thanks, guys, for calling in. 855-266-5283, or you can send me an email at americatonight.net. A lot of people are doing that, and then they're sweating it out that I'm not getting the emails. Don't worry. I am getting the emails, I promise you. Also in this segment, we're going to hear from some of the players. There's turmoil with the Washington Redskins. And on top of that, what else is happening in the NFL? How about Robert Griffin III, RG3, what's going on with the Redskins? And Tom Brady and the Patriots, what's happening with that offense? Man, they've had some close shaving games, haven't they? Get it? Gillette Stadium. Let's go out to Dale in Illinois. Hello, Dale. Thanks for the call. How have you been?
Well, I've just been marvelous.
we're out here in this great state of insolvency here in the Prairie State. We're only $100 billion in the hole. Golly, what? How much nicer can you get than that?
Yeah, and then on top of that, thinking now of the money with the whole tornado thing is awful.
Oh yeah, that's a bad deal.
It is.
A lot of people pulling together for people up in the Washington area.
Yep.
Well,
yep.
I'm going 27-10 Giants.
Ooh, so you like the Giants?
Well, I don't like them. I just don't think the boys can do it.
Yeah, I think that the defense.
Yeah, their defense is not very good right now.
No. They lost some key players, and then, you know, so the key players were holding up, they were holding the ceiling up, so to speak, for the whole D, and
yeah,
once they're gone.
Coming back, and I just think the Giants are playing a lot better. We're playing pretty bad.
Yep, I agree, Dale. All right, you are locked and loaded, Mr. Dale, and we'll see if the Giants win or the Cowboys win or, you know, what happens there on Sunday. A lot of people will be watching that game, though, especially because, I mean, these are teams that are I call them the old school teams, the NFC East, which has been terrible this year. But people will be intrigued by the storyline because of the Cowboys always still being the team to beat or America's team. People either just love the Cowboys or they want to see them get beat. And the fact that nobody's running away with it in the East and the fact that these two teams are now like the dregs of the NFL. So it's interesting because I thought the computer might pick this game. This game's going to be good. The Broncos and the Patriots. That's going to be a good game. In fact, Tom Brady knows, and I think we have Tom Brady in our virtual green room. I mean, he's not sitting there, because for goodness sake, Giselle would not let him do a radio appearance here on America Tonight. But the Patriots host the Broncos, and they want to pick up that eighth win, especially after the way their last game finished. They had a bad taste in their mouth, so they're going to be really trying to do whatever they can to get to Peyton Manning. Here is what Tom Brady had to say about his team's offense.
Offensively, we know we have to go out and score a lot of points. We can't have a lot of three and outs, and certainly turnovers give them extra possessions to score, because the teams that have done that have really gotten blown out. So if you turn it over and give them extra possessions, you're going to have a, you know, very hard time winning.
Yeah, and then, I mean, that's, you know, it's such a simplistic thing. It's like when I used to interview a lot of these coaches, what are the keys to the game? And, you know, they'd say to not turn the ball over. Well, of course, because you see what a giant effect that has on the outcome of these games, where if they're not scoring a touchdown, they're getting close enough to chip shot it in, and then it comes down to a handful of points, and there you go. That's why the defense is key for a lot of reasons. But also, if you have a defense that can cause turnovers when you're struggling offensively, it's not good to rely on that. But if that happens, at least you're getting points from somewhere, right? And we've seen that with a couple of teams this year, for sure. So the Redskins are taking on the 49ers. Now, that's going to be in Washington, and the Redskins are desperate. I mean, they're 3-7. They just lost to the Eagles. It wasn't even a close game. I mean, they just got thrashed by the Eagles. The 49ers are considered to be a favorite to return to the Super Bowl, but they're still 2.5 games in the NFC West behind Seattle, who's leading. And they're going to have to finish strong to even get a wild card spot, and they know that. So they're going to be focused on trying to do that. Now, RG3, they're questioning his leadership after the debacle in Philadelphia, and it could have been worse. 24-16 was the score, but they were trying to rally back from 24 points being in the hole, and it ended with an interception that he threw off his back foot in the end zone in the final minute. And he commented, he made comments that he sort of was trying to exonerate himself from all the blame, and then he felt like he had to clarify. Here's what Robert Griffin III, RG3, had to say about that.
At the end of the day, I just, you know, have to know in that situation, after a tough loss to a divisional opponent, I can't give anybody any opportunity to read into my words and misinterpret anything. Some of the things I said, I was trying to give a good compliment to Philly. I wasn't trying to take any shots at anybody. If I could take any of that back, yeah, I would take it back, because in the heat of that moment, you're frustrated. You're trying to figure out why things didn't work. I'm trying to give you guys honest answers, and it hurt us in that sense. So, you know, that's on me. I just got to take, you know, more time to think about things and just not, even when I'm trying to give an honest answer, you know, sometimes let me look at the film is good enough, because you can look at the film and figure it out.
Yeah, and, you know, there's some strange things that have happened, too, for the Redskins. The left tackle, Trent Williams, is saying that one of the officials directed a bunch of cursing profanity at him last weekend. So now the NFL is reviewing that incident. He said he was bullied by profanity. And they're having troubles with what's Mike Shanahan saying between RG3 from the beginning of the season, coming off of an injury. So they've had a lot of things that they've been dealing with. And Washington's passing attack leaves a lot to be desired. I think the 49ers come back with a win here. I don't see the Redskins stepping up in this one. I mean, their fans are starting to really get tired of it. So a lot of people also emailed the show. Pete and RC and Dale and Rick, they all called in. But we have a lot of people that also decided they would email the guests to us. We usually get that anyway. The game of the week, the Cowboys and the Giants, who do you think is going to win and what's the final score going to be? Kim says, give it to the Cowboys. I think the final score is going to be 37-27. Wow, 37-27. That means Tony Romo is on fire. The defense must be working somewhat. Okay, here's another one. This one from Bert. Bert says, I like the Giants. I don't know how anyone could pick the Cowboys. I think the Giants will win it, although it'll be kind of tight. So I'm going to give the Cowboys some credit. I think it'll be 28-24. 28-24. We didn't have that. We had 28-19 Dallas, Pete. All right, this one from Clem. Clem says, girl, why are you not picking the Cowboys? Didn't you used to cover the Cowboys? So I say the Cowboys will win this one. They need the win. It's a big pick-me-up after a bye week. I think they beat those Giants. The final score will be 24-21. 24-21. And here's another one from Bob. Bob, I'm all over the Cowboys. Kate, I'm surprised you didn't pick Dallas. How can you not pick Dallas? I think Dallas wins this hands down. It's just a question of the score. Back and forth I go. Finally, I land on 29-17. All right, good luck to everybody who tried to nail the score. Remember, we'll do it again next week. Only we have to move the game to Tuesday. We have to move the game to Tuesday because you're all going to be celebrating Thanksgiving. So keep that in mind. Good luck. Maybe we'll have a winner this time around in this version of Nail the Score.
Wise up, load up at freezedryguy.com. Now is the time to get the freeze-dried meats, fruits, and vegetables you want from Wise, on sale at freezedryguy.com. This delicious, nutritious food is perfect for your emergency preparedness or outdoor recreational needs. It's the food with a 25-year shelf life you see exclusively featured on the popular Doomsday Preppers TV show. It's the same quality line of food the lovely Marie Osmond has been touting all across America. It's the wise investment in your family's future that personal finance expert and radio host Dave Ramsey has been talking about. And it's on sale now through Cyber Monday, December 2nd at freezedryguy.com. freestrikeguide.com. So wise up, shop online now or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD. Make the wise food choice. It's easy to prepare, easy to enjoy, and easy to buy on sale now at freestrikeguide.com.